Let me get a C note. Perfect. What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in. We're on the mic with True Music, about to get this interview started, so stay tuned.
Father God, we come to you boldly. We come to you humbly. Lord, we come to you in thanks. We thank you for allowing us to meet together in this interview. Lord, we pray that the Spirit moves in this interview. We pray that everything that needs to be said is said in this interview. And we pray that every soul that needs to be reached is reached through this interview. And Lord, we pray that you allow us to be vessels so that we may preach your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hello, everyone. We're on the mic with True Music. He's here with us today for an interview and music share. Tell the people who you are, please.
My name is True Music. I am from Toledo, Ohio, and I'm a Christian rapper. I've been doing it for about 13 years.
Wow. Amen. Long time. So what are your personal roles along with being a Christian rapper, you know, like father, husband, things like that?
Both of those things. I'm a husband. I got married to my wife almost 3 years ago. And then I am a father. I have three children. In addition to rapping, I also do some studio engineer work as well. I mix and master other artists' music. And I'm involved in my church as well. So I try to stay busy.
Awesome.
We got to in this time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how has your spiritual journey been over the course of your life, and what brought you to Christianity?
To be honest, I grew up in a Christian home. Uh-huh. My dad was always very involved, in the church as far as, like, he was a youth pastor. He, was always very active, elders, things like that. But, I didn't really experience the Lord for myself until I was probably around 15 or 16. So I kind of grew up just going through the motions, like, hey, I go to church. This is what I do. You know what I mean? But around 15 or 16, I kind of really got an understanding of who Jesus is and what he did. And everything kind of clicked as far as salvation and redemption and who he is. And so I would say from that point, fervently, I've been going for the Lord. So since I was 16, but like I said, I did grow up in a Christian home, however. So I was taught good values and good morals and stuff like that from the very beginning.
Okay,
they got to you early. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with my children as well.
Agreed.
Amen to that.
Okay, so what brought you to Christian hip-hop?
Growing up, I always really loved rap and hip-hop. And, you know, I knew it wasn't a good source of music and lyrics. And to be honest with you, I always snuck listening to it. Like, yeah, I knew I wasn't supposed to because of what it did, but I always was drawn to it. So when I went into high school, like freshman year, I had met a couple kids who were really involved in the culture and rap and all that sort of stuff. But they were always talking about things, you know, sex, drugs, murder, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of just praying one day, and I'm like, Lord, I feel a certain way about this. And then I kind of felt in my spirit, he was like, you know what? You need to do what they're doing, but flip it and use it for my glory and really try to reach people for me through rap. And this was before I knew Christian hip hop really was even a thing. Uh-huh. Like the only one I was exposed to was like maybe KJ52 at the time, you know, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know exactly who that is.
So in high school, like I really felt that calling, and God, I felt pulled on my heart and was like, hey, this is a ministry I want you to move in. And so that was 07 when that happened. So here we are now, 2020, still doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any background, you know, in secular music outside of, you know, listening to it? Because I know that a lot of Christian rappers usually do.
Truly, no. I went directly into Christian hip hop. I will say though that my first couple songs and verses I wrote and stuff were kind of like on the edge of, you know, being secular music. Like they were very vague and very, very much like pleasing to the world.
Uh-huh.
Shortly after, I felt like convicted, and I'm like, nope, that's not what God wants me to do. And then I just kind of roll with the Spirit since then. And it's been very, you know, Christ-centered. And, you know, I try to make rap with the reason, and that's one of my slogans. And the reason is, you know, to encourage people, to challenge people, and to ultimately lead people to salvation in Jesus. And that's kind of always been my motto.
Amen. Amen.
I can truly say that is definitely something that I find admirable, because I didn't go straight to Christian hip hop. I spent many years in secular music before I even thought of it.
Right.
And after I thought of it, I spent a few more years in secular music before I actually made the transition.
And
yeah, that seems to be
a blessing.
Yeah.
So how was that transition for you? How was the transition from a little bit of on edge music straight into Christian hip hop?
I mean, it was smooth. I would say I would like rap my verses to my brother. Just, you know, he was like the test dummy of like, wow, that's whack, or wow, that's good. You know what I mean? But he always said it was good, but he's kind of like, you know, it's not, you know, real Jesus music. You know, it's not real, like, you know, what we know to be the truth. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. So there's tons of verses and songs I never recorded. But when I finally did record my first song, it was very much, you know, scripture-based, biblical-based. It was, you know, Christ-centered music that could edify and encourage and challenge people. So I would say that the transition was smooth. It was just kind of like growing pains in that time, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Okay. Yeah. How has Christian hip-hop influenced you?
Oh, man, I would say greatly. When I first got exposed to it, you know, and back when Cross Movement, you know, was real popping, and, you know, Ambassador and the Truth, and when Flame, you know, was like his first album in, second album in, and I started listening to that stuff before I knew of anything else. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, there's other people out there that are doing this and like doing it big, so to speak, for the Lord, and really having an impact on people. And that kind of motivated me some more. And I was like, you know, I'm doing this because I feel led to do it. And I'm seeing that they're having impact with it. So I was like, you know what? Lord, use me. I want that impact as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Christian hip hop has had a gigantic impact on my life, even to where like people who in my life personally, who have always like didn't really like rap, they started to love it because of the music that I made. And, you know, glory to God. But they're like, wow, I actually like rap now because you put me onto it. As long as it's, you know, Christ-centered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah. That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
I'm telling you, that's definitely power. I think people really underestimate the power of, you know, rap music, but just music in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a commonality.
Right. And now with Christian hip hop, we can have that. We can have the spirit along with the musical factor that we all love. But now the message is what's empowering people along with the beat and everything else.
Absolutely.
Is there a Christian hip hop community like in your area where you live?
No, truly. No.
I know it was a long shot.
Yeah, I wish, but no, there's not. I would say the closest that I know of is around like South Bend, Elkhart, Indiana, somewhere in that facility or vicinity. And I have a lot of friends that do Christian rap in that area, but that's about 2.5 hours away from me. So I'm kind of alone as far as I know.
Well, for now.
For now. Yeah, for now.
What artists have influenced you musically? And this can be Christian hip hop artists or secular artists. What artists have influenced you or inspired you musically?
I would say, like I had mentioned before, Flame was really big for me. And one thing that I appreciate about Flame is that his message has always stayed very much Christ-centered. You know, it's very Jesus-driven, and it's very biblically based, to where a lot of artists have kind of like strayed and now they're toeing the line. Flame's always been very consistent, and that's something I've admired. But besides that, there was Shy Lin. Are you familiar with him from Lamp Mode?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
couple others, but to be honest with you too, I really get inspiration from like praise and worship music, no matter what it is. As long as it's kind of having that, you know, melody and singing to the Lord, it just, for some reason, that just helps inspire me to create, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So I would wonder, because me, I'm a heavy lyricist guy, because lyrics mean a lot to me. So I wonder, what's your writing process like?
Typically, I'll kind of feel led to write about something. Now, no matter which way that comes, it could just be through a life experience, through, you know, a scripture I read or something like that. But I'll kind of get the topic down, and then I'll search for the beat that I feel that really matches the topic, and then I'll write to the beat. And that's usually how I go about it.
Well, I know in the past, I would just write verses, and this is on the secular side of things. I would just write verses, and then I would do that. I would find the beat, and I still do that now to this day. But then some beats you just hear and you want to write a verse catered to that beat, you know? It's like when you hear a beat and it just moves something in you.
Absolutely.
So if you had to choose a hip hop artist to cross over to Christian hip hop, who would it be?
You know, I don't even know if he raps anymore, but for whatever reason, I really love Chamillionaire. Out of Texas, like he just always had this really melodic type flow.
Yep.
Like he could be fast, he could be slow, he could do the hooks. Like, yeah, man, I don't know what it is, but I would say him. But again, I don't even know if he raps anymore. But that would be my
I think he's a, tech mogul now. He's like heavy in technology now.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Because he had a nice little run.
Yeah, he did. He made tons of money.
Yeah, I guess he invested it.
Well, there you go. That's smart, I guess.
Yeah.
And that leads me to my next question. What are your goals within hip-hop and within the ministry as a whole?
I mean, I don't really want to sound cliche, but it's like I really just hope that, A, the message gets exposed, you know, of true music, I guess, you know, but as well, I mean, even more so, just the truth of Jesus, because in a world that we live in that is so full of, you know, wickedness and so full of condemnation, you know, it's like we need light and we need hope in this world, and the only hope there is Jesus. Like, so namely, I want that, man. I want people to come to know God and experience, you know, righteousness, peace, and joy, those things that are the kingdom of God, rather than the destruction that this world has to offer. You know, I would love to, you know, do, because I could be like, oh, I want to go on tour, and I want to do this, that, and this. All of that's great, but if the result of it ain't, you know, bringing people to Christ, then it ain't worth nothing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cliche, because I mean, we're all Christians, and really all Christians should have the same ultimate goal, which is getting that message to the masses. So there's nothing cliche about it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Right. Because, you know, in the music world, unfortunately, things are more of a business these days.
Or self-promotion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and you got to kind of walk the line as far as promoting yourself and then promoting yourself as a ministry. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
It's a weird balance, but I think if your heart's right behind it, you know, God knows the intention of your heart.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So he'll take care of the rest.
Exactly. So, you know, it's absolutely nothing wrong with promotion in itself, as long as, you know, your heart, your goal is, okay, I'm promoting this so that more listeners, you know, because there's nothing wrong with having a bigger platform, but it's about why. Why do you want that platform? Do you want it for self-glory, or do you want it so it can be more people hearing that message? So absolutely.
Right.
All right. So what projects are you currently working on now?
At this very moment, there's nothing on deck because I just dropped my newest album, Endure, on June 12th, so about a week ago.
All right, so you submitted Glow in the Dark, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
In the Dark. Now tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I actually had this idea in my head for a couple years, and I don't know why it took so long for it to come to pass, but just the phrase glow in the dark, I always thought was really cool. And, you know, and being believers in the light that we have inside of us, we are literally created to glow in the dark, you know. Amen. And it's like this world's a very dark place, but we got the hope of glory of Jesus in us. And so I just wanted to encourage people with this song. Hey, you know, you are a city on a hill. You can't be hid. Let's let that light shine to where people, when they see you, they're actually seeing that glow of Jesus in you, and that's how they know you're different, and that's what will make them want to come to salvation. That's really the purpose of the song.
Right, right. And I, you know what? I think God had a perfect plan for when it should come out, for the timing, which he's always on time. But yeah. If you think about it, what's going on right now in this world, it's dark. It's dark. And so
amen.
Believers and non-believers needed this reminder. They needed to hear, okay, look, we shine regardless of what's going on around us in this world. We shine. So that's how it is.
Yeah, fitting time for the song because it is a very dark place right now.
Right. Yeah, and it just seemed like it's covered the entire year thus far.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to True Music's Glow in the Dark from his latest album, Endure.
This world's dark and purely evil, but I'm made to light it up. Have to show the world the hope of glory, Christ in us. Light of the world, a city on a hill, so no, I can't be hid. Must testify and illuminate his righteousness and who he is.
I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark,
yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark,
yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark,
yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark.
I'm a city on a hill, but I can't be hid. My lamp's been filled, I ain't giving in. He took a vessel that was dark and empty and he gave it light. Raised the lame up from the grave, took all my wrong and then he made it right. This light of mine, I let it shine. In the dark it pierces through like a fire, it lights the way. That's what the Holy Spirit do. Labor to my feet, light into my path. This glow will never rest. Pick up my cross and rebuke in my flesh. Call that an exorcist. Shining with purpose is what I'm called to. A life for Christ will surely cost you. Dead to sin in Christ, I'm all new. Traps of the enemy I won't fall to. Can't water it down, must speak it up. The world too dark, can't shine too much. The devil's wiles ain't enough to stop the prayers of the righteous. When light come in, the dark don't get it. Ever since then, I've been changed with it. When he shoot, no, he ain't missing. Bet there ain't nothing he can't finish. I look a bit different, cause I'm glowing. Christ in me is what I'm showing. It's a little bit bright, but don't lose focus, cause in him is where the hope is.
This world's dark and purely evil, but I'm made to light it up. Have to show the world the hope of glory, Christ in us. Light of the world, a city on a hill, so no, I can't be hid. Must testify and illuminate his righteousness and who he is.
I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark,
yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark,
yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark,
yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow.
Glow in the dark.
When the light come, the dark gon' run. Evil don't get it. When I show love, faithful to do what I'm supposed to, illuminate and get exposed.
My glow's on and I don't want to turn it off, but show some unbelievers he so wants to light the way to Jehovah. So when I glow, you know that's him. My flesh don't wanna ever give in, but I gotta wrestle it to submission. Only then will his glory glisten. The light expels the dark and reveals the heart of a person. When I accepted his name,
name I changed, and then the light I'm immersed in. All that's trying to be hidden will be brought to the surface when the sky crack. His glory gonna show and be dispersing. Ain't never gonna build a tabernacle to try and hide it shine. My life's a reflection of the sun, this little light of mine. Ain't never gonna die, but it's always gonna glow till the earth gone don't exist no more. The light of Christ is always gonna show to the end when I'm dead and gone. This world's dark and purely evil, but I'm made to light it up. Have to show the world the hope of glory, Christ in us. Light of the world, a city on a hill, so no, I can't be hid. Must testify and illuminate his righteousness and who he is. I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow. Glow in the dark, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow. Glow in the dark, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow. Glow in the dark, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow, yeah, I glow. Glow in the dark, glow in the dark, glow in the dark.
That was nice.
Glow in the Dark by True Music, ladies and gentlemen, on his album Indoor that is out now, dropped on June 12th. So go to Spotify, push that button till you can't push it no more.
Yes, sir.
Because definitely we need some encouraging. We need some encouragement right now, you know. It feels like a lot of people, you know, are you know, finding themselves trying to take matters into their own hands when, you know, God's plan is the best plan. Ours is of a human mind. So, you know, that's what we should be following. God's word will direct you in the direction you need to go every single time.
Look, I think the message is there, obviously. And I think if you're... It's still catchy, you know, it's still catchy in a way that it would appeal to the ear of a believer or non-believer. You know, it's still catchy, but it's still message based. And that's really the best thing that you can get from hearing Christian music outside of hearing that message and souls being saved from hearing it. The one of the greatest things about Christian hip hop is just having that message in there, but still being good quality music. And so I think that that song had both of those qualities.
Amen. Thank you.
Right. Because, you know, obviously, you know, people should definitely read the Bible and meditate on the word themselves. But, you know, for those who, you know, aren't as accustomed and, you know, who lose focus like sometimes we do reading the Bible, you know, they can get it through music form. And that's definitely a great thing because people can hear the word, but in their voice.
Right. Right. It appeals. I mean, that's one of the biggest things about Christian hip hop. The fact that there are so many different, see, in hip hop period, like in just general hip hop, there are so many lookalikes, so many clones. But with Christian hip hop, there's so much uniqueness in almost every Christian artist.
Yep. Right now, that's what I'm saying too. It's like so many different artists who sound like themselves as opposed to people sounding alike. And I love that. And I love that that is apparent in Christian hip hop because you have different people that different, you know, listeners can be relatable to.
Yeah, for sure.
So
now I want to know, what else do you do? What else is in your skill set?
I as well am a personal trainer. So I kind of help people get in shape or build muscle or do whatever. And then I have some experience in graphic and web design as well. So I'm kind of well-rounded, I guess.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got a lot of skills under your belt.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Shoot, I might need to come to Toledo for a physical trainer because I certainly need it.
I got you.
That's good, though. I mean, to be a father, a husband, and still manage to kind of try to stay in shape while still being in the ministry, that, I mean, honestly, people don't understand how hard, you know, I'm not hard, but it's very challenging to be a parent and even sometimes a spouse just because of the additional responsibility. And there's obviously a lot of responsibility sometimes when being in ministry. So to be able to do all of these things and still create music and listen to God and have him guide you in the recording and writing process, that's a lot. People aren't going to see that. And a lot of times you don't get the respect for that, but that is a lot. And it is admirable.
Amen. You know, God makes the way, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Do you freestyle any?
Honestly, no. I'm bad. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Oh, it's all good.
It's all good. Yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, that's okay. I always ask out of curiosity, but really, I feel like obviously it's going to be better when you're writing because there's more time and different ways for the Holy Spirit to move when you're writing as opposed to when you're not really thinking hard about it and you're just speaking. So although it's a great quality to have, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, especially within Christian hip hop, it doesn't matter at all.
Right.
I can see that.
Right. It doesn't. Yeah, it definitely doesn't. It does. I don't think it matters, you know, how the word comes out, but as long as it's the word coming out, that's the most important part of it.
Amen.
So when can we expect to hear more?
More? you know what? I plan on putting out a new single next month in July, so I would say sometime in July.
Sometime in July. Okay.
I know earlier we talked a little bit about how you grew up in the church or within a Christian family, Christian home. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your spiritual journey thus far? You know, whether it be about now or before you came to Christian hip hop?
I would just say, you know, don't take the world's word for it or anybody else's word for it. You know, seek God for yourself, read the scripture for yourself, you know, pray for yourself, because we all can kind of be told and taught, you know, certain things that aren't even necessarily, you know, the truth of the Lord, to where the Lord is the absolute truth. But you kind of got to experience that for yourself and your own salvation. So I would just encourage people, you know, to be diligent in their prayer life and in their, you know, Bible life to really grow and invest to where you can come to know all the goodness of God instead of just knowing him a little bit, you know, make him a big priority in your life.
Okay.
Amen to that.
Are there any other valuable points that you would want your listeners to take from this episode or from your music?
Yeah, honestly, I would just say, like I said, my new album just came out, Endure, and a lot of that really reflects on a lot of the things I've been through. And there's a lot of moments in life to where I could have given up, and I wanted to give up and not see another day. But Matthew 24:13 says, but those who endure until the end, the same shall be saved. So no matter what you're going through, you know, we're called to get to that finish line. No matter what the finish line is, whether that's, you know, our last and dying breath here or the Lord coming to take us home, you know what I mean? We got to endure until the end. So I would just say, keep pressing in, fight that good fight of faith. And, you know, we got victory in Jesus. So just, you know, stay encouraged and keep your head up.
Amen. Amen. I love that you said that because, you know, I believe we said it on our podcast before, well, our Bible study, where as Christians, a lot of people from the outside looking in think that we're these perfect people, and they think that when we walk, clouds float behind us or something. but you know, I like the concept of the album and the title Endure, because it says that, you know, we go through stuff just like you. We go through it just like you. And
yeah,
you know, sometimes we need help. You know, sometimes we need help. Sometimes we wake up and, you know, it ain't so easy, you know, following God's will. Sometimes it ain't so easy to be Christian. And sometimes we feel like giving up, too. But, you know, we know that we have the Father to guide us. We know that we have the Father to get that extra push and that strength from. And I think that's a very, 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 very important message, you know, within Christianity, that, you know, just because you're having a low day or a low moment, that's not to say that you can't overcome it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Amen. And encourage the people, you know, to continue to fight the good fight. And, you know, opposition will come, but, you know, we're called to be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So, you know, let's just keep going forward.
That's right. Let's keep on walking around, walking in this world and glowing in the dark.
Ah, amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, True Music, for connecting with us and sharing with us today.
You know, I appreciate you guys, and it was an honor to do this with you.
Guys, you just heard True Music's hit Glow in the Dark from his latest album, Endure. Check him out on social media, and also check his music out on SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. All right, it's a wrap. All my wrong, and then he made it right. This light of mine, I let it shine in the dark. It pierces through like a fire. It lights the way. That's what the Holy Spirit do. Labor to my feet, lay down to my path. This glow will never rest. Pick up my cross and rebuke in my flesh. Call that an exorcist. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to C-Notes Christian Hip Hop Culture Podcast, Up and Coming Artist Edition. We thank you so much for listening. We love you. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you are indeed a Christian hip hop artist and you'd like to be on our podcast and share your music, we definitely want to hear from you. Check out the info in the description. There will be instructions for you on how to be on this podcast. If you are indeed a listener who has been impacted by Christian hip hop in any way, we want to hear from you too. So definitely reach out with the same steps. Follow us on social media. Follow C-Note. Follow Illy Enforcement Entertainment. Thanks again for tuning in. We love you. Be blessed. Let me get a C-Note. Perfect.